Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
Aiken, David, and Me, Ungodly Curiosity's Dangerous Pathway, written by Ellen Mary Dykus. Whenever I read the story of David and Bathsheba in 2 Samuel 11, I usually want to shout out, "David, get off that roof and cry to God to rescue you from temptation. Don't let curiosity lead you down a road you ultimately don't want to travel." What unfolds in the remainder of 2 Samuel is a sad, sobering, cautionary tale of how curiosity can entice weak people towards foolishness and destruction. David wasn't the first person in the Bible to see, take, sin, and attempt to cover it up. Adam and Eve did the same, as did Achan. Listen to his words and see if you can identify choices you've made. "Then Joshua said to Achan, 'My son, give glory to the Lord God of Israel and give praise to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me.' And Achan answered Joshua, 'Truly, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Shinar and 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. And see, they are hidden in the earth inside my tent with the silver underneath.'" Joshua 7, 19 to 21. Achan saw, wanted, took, and tried to hide the evidence. His curiosity and desire sparked temptation, leading to sin, leading to death. James 1, 14 to 16. David saw Bathsheba and was curious enough to inquire about her, take her from her home, and probably coerce her to have sex with him. Nathan's parable of a selfish and manipulative man taking a vulnerable ewe lamb implies that this encounter was not consensual. David's abuse of power, his initiative towards adultery, deception, and sinful scheming that led to murder started where? In his heart, of course, as he was, quote, "walking on the roof of the king's house and saw from the roof a woman bathing," close quote. 2 Samuel 11, verse 2. Curiosity and sin, seeing, wondering, wanting, taking, hiding. I've had my share of seeing and wondering about things that watered my desires to know more, leading to temptation and sinful choices. It can start as simply as a random idea coming to mind and then typing those words in a search bar online. I've heard of others who, like Achan, David, and me, allowed unwise curiosity to open the door to temptation's seduction. In many cases, this leads to entanglement in sin. "Hey, what's my ex doing now? I'll just take a quick scan of her social media. Anything good in the fridge? What's on that website anyway? I wonder what an LGBTQ+ friendly bar really is. I'll look it up online. What's the big deal with a quick text? I just want to say hello. Ooh, that new startup is hot. My buddy has tripled his investment in 3 months. How much could I invest if I pulled it out of savings? That influencer doesn't mention Jesus much, but she's so popular. Maybe I'll take a listen to see for myself. What would that feel like? I'll just do it for a quick minute. I mean, that won't hurt." Often, curiosity about something or someone starts innocently. We don't intend to get into an affair or an addiction or tangled up in a messy relationship or business dealing. But we see or think something, and without stopping to check our heart's motivation or consider where that innocent click, text, or encounter might lead, we pursue and take. Achan saw a beautiful cloak. David saw a beautiful woman. And I've seen advertisements for movies, books, podcasts, ministry conferences, and photos and posts of what other ministry leaders are up to. Unchecked hearts, hidden motivations, and enticing opportunities so easily lead to the next curious step that may stir desires, unbelief, and sin. Curiosity and holiness, beholding Christ. Now, don't hear what I'm not saying. Curiosity and the ability to imagine and desire are amazing gifts our Creator has entrusted to us. Consider the sermon, book, podcast interview, or Bible study that further opened your understanding of an aspect of the Christian life, the character of God, or the beauty of the gospel, or the question you asked or received that led to a conversation which grew a relationship into greater intimacy centered on Jesus. Curiosity about creation. Learning about the natural sciences, enjoying music, art, and literature helps us delight in the great God who made all these things. Curiosity is not evil. We must, however, learn how to steward it toward that which honors God and grows love for Him in our hearts. Consider the five questions below for personal growth and talk to a friend in Christ this week about how to avoid unhelpful curiosity as you cultivate wise wondering. Number one, how are you tempted towards sin when feeling bored, angry, distressed, or happy? Number two, what sights, sounds, and sensations tempt you to look away from Christ? Number three, what circumstances trigger temptation for you to spin the truth, deceive, and manipulate the facts? Number four, what did you learn from God the last time you saw, took, and hid? And finally, number five, do you have one to two people in your life who help you seek, love, and enjoy Jesus? If not, why not? Pray and ask Him to provide what you need to establish relationships with spiritual journey companions. Friends, I doubt that Achan or David realized when they saw a beautiful part of God's creation that their curiosity and desires would lead to the devastation for generations that came from them sinfully taking it. Their escape was near, ready to receive their cries for help and rescue them from sin. Our Savior is near to us today as well. He promises to not only provide wonderfully satisfying gifts for our Christ-fueled curiosity, but also to rescue us when temptations are hovering behind the doors. We curiously prod when our eyes are distracted from Him.